Log Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is your host, Linus. And we're going to have a good night tonight. Tonight is dedicated the whole show. We're not going to do any entertainment news or weird news or sports reporting. It's dedicated totally 1 hour to psychic readings. I request that you have one question only so that we can get to all the callers and give everybody an opportunity to be heard. Also, this is the third Sunday of the month. So I hope that for some of you across the United States that the weather has gotten a little better. I know in Dallas and also in Little Rock, they had gotten more snow. Or the second Sunday of the month is the 13th. Oh, and by the way, happy Valentine's to all the callers and all the listeners. And if nothing else, remember, you are loved. So I hope you have a wonderful, happy Valentine's Day, and share the love, people. Now, introducing my co-host, Bernice.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Also, my switchboard operator and producer, Chauvinet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And our number here is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-27914. Also, the chat line is open. If you don't get an opportunity to for your call to get on, you can also go to the chat room, leave your question with your email address, and I will respond to you this evening. You will get a response this evening. Okay, also, let me see, what else? Was there anything else I needed to announce, ladies? Oh, and my website. If you want an in-depth reading, please go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and I will be more than glad to give you a full reading, which ranges from 30 minutes to 1 hour. That's up to you. But theessenceofsuccess.com, 24/7, contact me, folks. Hopefully things will be better. All right, producer, let's go ahead and start with the first caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this and what is your question?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, go ahead. This is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Audrey. I'm in California. And I have a career question for you. Happy Valentine's, too, early.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to know what you see ahead in the next, like, 2 to 4 weeks with my career.
Okay, and your name is Andrea, is that correct?
It's Audrey.
Audrey, I'm sorry. Wanted to make sure I got it correct. Okay, Audrey, what's coming up career-wise? Right now I'm seeing a lot of white, and I'm seeing ice cream. Have you thought about going into production to do with food? It's evidently something that has to do with food, maybe catering. I would say open a restaurant, but I see more like on the catering side that you'd be good at that. Pastries, there you go. I'm picking up pastry and catering. I also see a little shop that's for rent if you decide to go this direction. It's in a mall that's, it looks like a neighborhood mall, but it's not. It's the architecture design that looks like a neighborhood mall. But you have a little shop there, and the parking is really good to get to your shop and the visibility. So that's what I'm picking up right now.
Oh,
have you thought
okay.
about going into the food industry with your career?
Well, it's interesting that you say this. I'm actually an actress, and there's a TV commercial that's food-related that I auditioned for that I'm waiting to hear back for a commercial. And maybe that's what you're seeing because I'm not
indicating.
Well,
it looks like you're going to get the commercial then if you're not going in to open a restaurant. It's a go. It's good.
It's
so, yes,
go.
You will get the position.
Really?
And if you do real good, I see another one back-to-back. Your agent should tell you you have a commercial back-to-back after this one.
Really? Another one after this one?
Really? Yes. And don't be surprised if someone should come up to you and talk to you about an opportunity in the food industry. So just keep that on the back burner and think about that, because I think you're going to be presented with an opportunity. I'm not saying giving up acting. That's good. Like I said, I see your agent with back-to-back bookings for you. But you do such a good job. I don't know. Maybe they feel there's something that you can do in the food industry as well besides just commercials.
You could be a host, like, of a food show. You know what I mean? There's different food shows.
Well, they have those food fairs and different things like that. So who knows? Maybe you might be an administrator. I mean, the acting part could be the jumping off for something even greater for you. I feel that for you. So continue on in the vein that you're in, because other opportunities are going to come up from what you are doing. I feel that
they're
strongly.
Coming up. You see them pretty quick, Glynis?
I'm sorry?
Do you see them coming in the next 2 to 4 weeks?
I would say by April you should be running. If you've ever heard the expression, you have to crawl before you walk, and when you stand up, start running, you'll be able to stand up by April and run with it.
Running with it
means your ideas for whether it's a commercial or to go into the food industry, it will be there the 1st of April. Not as April Fool, as April Blessings for you.
Right. I'm just hoping my finances start picking up or I won't make it till April. Because I gotta get, February and March taken care of to even get to April. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that it comes up pretty quickly.
Think about also a job working at a toy store. I see something at a toy store doing with children that you get hired for.
At a toy store?
Mm-hmm. It may sound odd, but put your feelers out there and see if you know anybody that works like a toy store or something for children, clothing, toys, that you would get hired right away. It's not going to be a lot, but I see like 10, 11 bucks an hour. It's something better than nothing.
Right. It's something better than nothing. Exactly.
Just don't take this, because it's going to come up for you.
What?
Okay. Well,
okay,
is that it? Because I need to get on to the next caller. My lines are full.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome to call back or either go to my website if you want more of an in-depth, theessenceofsuccess.com, and I'll be glad to look even further into it for you. And I thank you for calling. And, again, happy Valentine's Day, Audrey.
Thank you. You too, Lena.
Next call.
Thank you for calling and talk to me. Who is this and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Tom. How are you tonight?
Hi, Tom. This is Linus. I'm doing well and yourself. Happy Valentine.
Thank you. I'm doing well too, Linus. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I have a love question, if I may.
Okay. Are you in the mechanics? Are you a mechanic?
No.
Okay. I see mechanics around you. Go ahead. What's your love question?
Well, the funny thing is that you mentioned mechanics. I'm not a mechanic, but I'm wearing my friend's sweatshirt, who is a mechanic.
Okay, that's what I was picking up. Okay, go ahead.
I'm wondering what you see in my relationship with Lori.
Was this a has-been relationship that you're trying to rejuvenate?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, Lori still has a sparkle in her eye for you. To the depth of that, I'm not feeling it, but she's giddy. She's happy when she's around you. Yeah, and she loves. I feel it now. And she loves you, too. Good person.
Oh,
fair. Slender. Yeah, she's a good person. What do you want to know about the relationship? Will you two be together, married, what?
Yes, precisely.
I feel you're pretty close right now.
No, we're not.
Huh?
We're not together at all, but I'm working on it, and she's getting the Valentine's tomorrow, so I'm trying to get my foot back in the door so you see communications being reestablished anytime soon?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Like I said, I don't feel the deepness, maybe what you feel for her. She may not feel that for you, but things can change. And that's up to you two by communication and understanding. But right now, I feel a good person. I don't feel any bad vibes off this woman at all. I feel good about her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm telling you, pursue it. Pursue it.
I am. Any time frames, maybe?
Let's see. In 2 weeks, you'll get an answer from her. Unless in 2 weeks, you'll get an answer. You'll return to dating probably the first and no later than the second week of March. And it's going to be a cold evening. I can tell you how your date's going to go. It's going to be a cold evening. I don't mean snow, but cold, because I see you taking your coat off, putting around her, like to keep her warm while you're out on your date. You know, like walking back to the car or the restaurant or something.
Yeah.
Yes, you're very passionate.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm sorry?
I said that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you pursue that relationship, young man, because she seems like a wonderful lady. So whatever that separated you, work on that to bring you back together.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I will. I'll call you back and I'll let you know. Thank you so very much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Tom. Have a good one.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi, my name is Linda.
Hello.
I'm calling from Florida. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Linda.
Oh, I didn't know if you heard me or not. Yes, thanks for taking my call, and happy Valentine's Day. I'm a first-time caller. I should be asking so many other things besides romance, but since it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, is there anything you can tell me about my ex-husband? His name is Larry. If we're ever going to connect again in this lifetime, or is that a closed book for both of us?
You know what? The sexual energy between you two is very strong. I'm trying to feel the spiritual and the mental energy, but the sexual just popped right up. So there was never a problem in that particular department. Communication. I'm getting the feeling that he's moved on, Linda. I am. If you two got together, it would just definitely be on a sexual tip. It wouldn't be because of mentally or spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Spiritually, mentally, and physically is what draws a person deep together. And I'm only feeling the physical side. I feel as though he's moved on. So to be honest with you, no. Instead, I'm seeing, who's this guy named Sven? S-V-I-N, or he's Swedish, blonde, blue eye, tall. In fact, he's been, I don't want to say he's a stalker about you, but the guy's kind of been around you for a minute. What's up with this gentleman?
Tall and blonde hair, blue eyes.
He kind of has that Northern European look about him. But he's got like a Swedish or Sweden type of name. Maybe people call him Nikki?
Nikki.
No?
It's
not registering?
No, but with Larry, I was the one that broke the contact because he remarried and he was contacting me. I haven't seen Larry in over 20 years. So I don't know where the sexual contact come in. I mean, there's still feelings there because we've been sweethearts from high school and we got married and divorced. But I just had to, when he was emailing me, I had to cut it off because he's married.
And so you should. That's right. But the sexual part of it, he must have truly enjoyed. When you two were together, it must have been out of this world. It was good because I picked right up on that. So, but as far as you two getting back together, no. But you have other opportunities. let your mind go. I see men around you. They think you're a very attractive woman, and you've got a good head on your shoulder. Don't settle. This is 2011, honey. Call your own shots. You can do that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to... All right, I'll try to think who this blonde-haired tall man is. Let me give you a hint.
I'm seeing garden around you. So I'm saying maybe if you went to a nursery or if you were in the garden aisle of a store, this is where you're going to run into this man, or you have seen this man before in that area. Something has to do with garden, either tools or plants, and that's where he is. But I see that he's been interested in you. That's why I'm surprised that you're saying that you two haven't communicated, because I see him all around you.
Okay.
He's a nice-looking guy. He's just in what I want to say, horticulture.
Okay.
Yeah.
I live in a townhouse, and I haven't worked in the yard because usually we have an association, but I do like when I do work in the yard, I enjoy it. I don't know of now, but I'll try to think of, keep it in the back of my mind.
Okay.
Also,
let me ask you this, Linda. Do you have a problem with your big toe? Did you stomp it or something? Or hurt your toe on one of your feet?
Sometimes.
If you haven't, please be careful. I just picked up that you're going to hurt your toe, like bruise it really bad. Not your toe's going to come off or nothing like that, but just be careful where you walk and look down or around. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense because I'm a diabetic, so I'll have to be real careful.
Okay. What I was feeling is true. Okay.
All
right. All righty. Well,
right.
I got to get on to the next caller. Thank you, Linda, for calling, and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And, girl, put your net out there and start hooking them.
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller.
Thanks for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Sure. Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Linus. Go ahead.
Yes, Linus. My name is Frank, and... I'm calling regarding a court case that's against a sibling. I'd like to know what the energy is around the court case. And I have a trial coming up in August.
Tell me the sibling's name. That's all, just the name.
Linda.
Okay. It's a case that money is owed, and it's definitely estranged to two of you. Am I correct? It has to do with money?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes, hello? Yes.
I'm saying it has to do with money. Am I correct?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's made you and your sister estranged. I can feel it. There must be some understanding there because I'm not feeling hurt or stress or any of that. So I'm taking it that evidently it's going to be resolved in August to your benefit. What was owed will be paid. Among that, there's going to be an understanding. You two are going to communicate. There's a void there. But it's not like a big major void, but there's a void there. It's like once you two talk... I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is how it's going to unfold. You're going to win your case. And after this case, you two are going to sit down and talk. And everything will be right with the world. Because I see tears between the two of you.
Gee, I guess I'll just have to wait and see. Because right now at this point, after this, I don't ever want to have anything to do with her.
I understand that. That's why I said at the beginning, the two of you are estranged.
Yes.
So you will win your case. I mean, I'll put it like this. She'll come to her senses regardless of what's going on and transpired between you. She's going to come to her senses. You are going to win your case. But after this, you two are going to sit down and talk. That's what I said. I see tears flowing. So, you know, only thing I'm going to tell you, Frank, do forgive. No matter what happens, I know that's your sister, but do forgive. It'll ease your heart and your mind. You know, you can go on. If you two decide that you don't talk for the next 10 or 20 years, that's fine. But you got to sit down afterwards and communicate and resolve it and then go on. You may decide that you two can communicate again and be brother and sister. You may decide that, well, it's over and done with. We'll go our separate ways. Fine. But you have nothing hanging on the background that you wish you could have had closure at as far as the communication. The behavior, we already understand. We know that's out the window.
Yes, yes. This has been a learning curve for me. I trusted her, and I trusted family over business relationships, and I'll never do that again.
Well, sometimes in business you can't have family, and to be honest with you, sometimes you can't have friends. You know, sometimes it works out for people, it's the best thing that ever happened, but more than likely it's always good to, I would say, have your business for years and years, and if you decide to bring family in, business is business, Frank, and personal is personal. I believe in that, and I have three businesses. Business is business and personal is personal. So if we can't get an understanding before we even walk across that doorway, then no, then you won't get hired. I'll just hire somebody that comes in and apply, you know.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that. And because your sister is a female, I hope that in the future when you do business with other women, whether close or afar, that you have understanding that was your sister. That's not the next woman down the line.
Oh, you can feel it.
Come
already.
On, Frank. You know how we are. We're human beings. Come on. It's
you're
like
right.
A relationship.
You're right,
if one man hurts you, then you want to hurt all the rest of the men for one man, and that's not right. Same way with a woman, you know. That's what that person did. That's not what's happening today in your life.
Oh, you make me laugh. It just you hit me basically right on the head with the hammer.
Oh, well. Hey, happy Valentine's. I love everybody.
Oh, yes. And, I myself, I've been married for 32 years. We just celebrated our anniversary, February 9th. And
happy anniversary.
Today Thank you. I've been celebrating Valentine's Day for the last couple of days with chocolates and barbecuing and everything else. It's just we're busy people during the week. So, anyway.
Well, beautiful. Congratulations, and that's just wonderful. I love hearing good news. That's wonderful. And a couple that's in love. That's a beautiful thing. So, God bless you. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Okay,
much love and light to you.
On.
Thank you. Much love and light to you.
Thank you.
Very much.
Happy Valentine to you and your wife, darling.
You too, and everybody else. Bye bye.
Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Allison.
Hi.
Hello?
Allison. This is Linus. Happy
Hi.
Valentine.
Thank you. Same to you and all your listeners. My question is, I'm a first-time caller, too, by the way. My question is, I've got a major relocation coming up later this year, and it's really long overdue, and to improve every aspect of my life, including getting back into my career, which I've been out of for, gosh, almost 7 years now. It's going to be a hard reentry, and I'd like to see what you see around achieving that once I get relocated.
Okay, Allison, you said, I'm sorry, you said you want to achieve what? What's the field that you're in?
Well, most of my career has been in communications. Most of it's been in editing and some writing. I really want to take my career more in the direction of the writing and do a heck of a lot less editing. Even though I'm very good at it, it was never actually my intention to do it, so sort of ended up doing it. By circumstances.
You know what? One, I'm picking up right now, Allison, producer and screenwriter. Have you thought about... Go ahead.
I don't have any, no, I need to find paid employment. I don't have any kind of background or experience doing that. I'm on my own. I'm single. I need to support myself. So I need to get into, I need to get into something where I, especially in this economy and my industry is so changed, I need to get into something. I need to walk into something where I already have, can show an employer that I've already done this. You know, I need to have some experience under my belt.
Let me put something out there to you that I'm picking up. Have you thought about contacting Amazon about a job as far as with your writing skills? Because I'm picking that up right now. And their book department, because things are going to now iPad and iBook or eBook, whatever it is, that your writing skills could parlor into what they're looking for in that particular field in their company.
I don't have any desire to live in Seattle. I'm not moving to Seattle.
I'm not saying for you to live in Seattle. You're
going
to relocate. So Amazon is around the world, but I mean there's probably where you could do contractual work from your home that you don't even have to go out daily Monday through Friday that you could work at your leisure. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I'm looking
for a job
that takes me out of
Amazon. I really am.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for a job that takes me out of the house because I actually need to get out of the house. I'm really a very, very reclusive person, like too much so. I'll go, you know, and I need to interact. I actually need a job that takes me out of the house. And that's just for my own social well-being and health.
Okay, well, also, let me suggest this to you. Amazon affiliations. You can find out who are affiliated with Amazon that you still would be in that same field, in the writing field. But I'm seeing it like that. Or even I'm picking up books, Barnes & Noble. Well, Borders is going out of business, so I'm not going to suggest them. But Barnes & Noble is still active. As far as sometimes they have people who come in to do the, you know, to go over books that get submitted to them, you know, if it's a good book to put out on the shelves or is this a good author, is this somebody we want, you know, a series of their books or whatever. Because you're a writer, I'm picking this up. And I'm telling you, Amazon is strong. Yes, you want to get out the house, and you possibly can do that. But that's why I was saying maybe an affiliation with Amazon. Because of the e-book, iBook, and all that, there's got to be all kind of companies out there that are trying to produce that.
Oh, so you're talking more along the lines of reading manuscripts?
Not just that. It would entail different things. That, editing, writing, posting on the pages.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha,
I just see the whole gamut. I'm not. I don't see you pigeonholed to one thing. I see the whole gamut. You just, but you'll do good. You'll do good, but I'm not telling you to wait till you relocate. Please get in touch with these companies maybe this week, as a matter of fact. And if Amazon doesn't have the opening or you don't, you know, find out, well, do you have businesses in California, Arizona, or Texas, you know, or branches out there, you know, if a possibility, and if not, then find out if they have, who do you affiliate with that's in the book market that maybe I might, you know, put a job resume in there.
So you're seeing more book in the book publishing rather than newspapers, which is my background.
Yes, I am. Yes.
All right. Well, that's an interesting talk. Okay.
In
that direction. Okay, thanks a lot.
Call me back and let me know, Allison. You have a happy Valentine and be safe.
You too. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Next caller.
Good evening, Lennon.
Welcome to Talk to Me. What is your name?
Hi.
And your question.
Hi, Lennon. My name is Deb. Thank you, dear, for taking my call. You are a blessing. My question is, I want to know when love's coming around again for me.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Deb.
I didn't hear.
Deb.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Deborah.
Oh, Deborah. Okay. I couldn't understand you for some reason. I'm so sorry.
That's
Deborah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead with your question. Sorry about that.
Well, I was just asking, when is love going to come around again for me? I've got the works on relocating. And hopefully it'll be a good move, and I'll find someone there.
Okay, so you sound garbled on the phone. That's why it's hard for me to understand. You said you want to know what's going to come around again? Gentleman? A job?
Yes, no. When is love coming back for me?
A job. Work.
No. Nope.
That's what
nope,
you asked me. When is work coming back? Okay.
Nope. Love. I love. I don't. I'm very self-reliant. I don't need that. I just need love.
Looking for love. Oh, yes. You're looking. When is love gonna come back? Now I understand.
Yes.
You just. You know how you. This is how you sound to me. That's how you sound.
Oh.
So it's hard for me to understand. Okay, Deborah. So when is love gonna come back for Deborah? Okay, Spirit, talk to me. Now, Deborah, you know you got toys, girl. Hush. I picked up on that real quick.
I should have shot some Duracell, girl.
Okay, love, love, love. Now, I do see a heavyset man. Now, I don't mean heavyset and big and very heavy, but robust.
Okay.
Kind of like, he's like a logger. You know, like a guy that would go up in the woods and cut trees and stuff like that. I see him as a logger, and his name is John.
Okay.
Whoa, he's really coming through clear. His name is John.
Is he
and he's
chance?
Out of Oregon. I
Oregon?
See him out of the state of Oregon. I'm sorry?
Do you possibly see him being a veterinarian?
No, I don't see him as a veterinarian.
Okay.
God, when you said veterinarian, I saw pure sex right quick. What's up with that?
Well, my sister, I'm going down to Alabama, and that's where I'm relocating this coming fall or late summer. And she has arranging a dinner party for me to meet this good friend that they've met, and he's a vet in that area. And she says that we'd hit it off great because we have a lot in common.
Yes, sex. I hate to keep bringing it up, but girlfriend, he's off the chain.
It sounds like she's telling you to go for it, girl.
I'm telling you, but wait, I got to tell Liz, don't become D-whip. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, explain
yourself. Become D-whip.
Oh.
D-whip. I don't say that word, just D-whip, because this guy is excellent. I mean, I'm just picking it up. It's like it's just overflowing out of him. If that's what you're looking for, is a good sexual relationship, you got him.
Well,
he's into his work. I can tell you about this guy. He's into his work, quite intelligent, too. And he's always looking for new ways or new ideas to make it better as a veterinarian for animals. He's always looking for the new. So he challenged himself as far as that. But, yeah, he's been looking for a long time, too. You two are almost like two lost souls meeting for the first time. And the only thing I want to tell you is to be objective, because the sex is going to be really good with this man. Tell your sister that. You tell her. Yeah, Linda told me that was going to happen. But,
well, it's funny because just she's
above
already
that.
Shows.
I want you to go above that and look at him mentally. Mentally, physically, like I said, you know, he's okay. He's okay. I mean, he ain't Fabio walking down the street, but that's okay. He's still okay, and he's a nice man. I do feel good vibes off of him, got some southern ways. But like I said, I saw the logger, and this guy was out of Oregon, so I don't know if you're online, on Facebook, or whatever, but this gentleman's out of Oregon that I saw.
Well, does he have dark hair? The guy that's the longer? He has gray dark hair?
No, the one that I saw out of Oregon, yes, he does have dark hair.
Okay.
With gray sprinkles throughout.
Yeah, when do you see me connecting with him?
I'm sorry?
When do you see me connecting with the logger?
The veterinarian.
No, okay.
See her connecting with the logger.
With the logger? That's up to you. That's why I said I feel like it's an internet match. I'm picking up like a Match.com or Facebook or Twitter or something. But because he's out of Oregon, out of the state of Oregon, and I'm not for sure. I want to say Eugene more, though, than Salem is in Eugene. But when you see his picture and what he does, like I said, like a logger, he's on that kind of discipline. He likes working up in the woods.
Okay.
That's why I said he's strong, but yeah. So you know better than me as far as the internet. I just feel as though him, yeah. The other guy, that will be a physical meet for sure. And as far as that relationship will go, will strictly depend on you two communication. That's why I'm telling you, remember, he's an intelligent man. So even though it may be good downstairs, also think of upstairs as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you
have
to call me
back.
Because I got a feeling you're going to run into that logger before you will the vet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing any online stuff, so you better come knocking on my door or see me over at the gym or somewhere, because this is I don't do anything online.
Well, you'll be surprised. Sometimes when you don't think about something, you know, it just happens. But I see the logger first, and then, yes, I do see the vet. But like I said, that whoa. You have me fanning, and I ain't even with you. I know that's going to be a real strong sexual relationship there, but... Hey, happy Valentine's Day, woman.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You also.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
My name is Lori.
Hi, Lauren. This is Linus. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm wondering if I should get more involved with this man, Steve, that I've met lately.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, Lauren? I didn't understand your question fully.
I've met this guy.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, my phone. I met this guy, and his name is Steve, and it seems like he wants to go further, but I don't think it's a good idea, so I'm wondering what you see there in that situation, if I should get more involved.
Real quick, I'm going to tell you, I see sex and domestic violence. Let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
I see the sex is good, but I see domestic violence coming into that relationship. So let it go. It's not worth it, dear.
Oh.
There's something that tweaks this man off. He's got a trigger and a hairline trigger. If he hasn't showed you yet, it's just because he's got a front in front of you. But the deeper that relationship goes and you know him, you'll see his red flags.
Would it be okay for just business?
Just for sex? No.
No, just for business.
No, you're for business?
Yeah.
Business-wise, you'd be okay. Relationship, no.
Okay.
Relationship, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's
no.
What I figured. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're better than that, honey.
Yeah.
I can feel you. You're a much better person than that. You're so beyond this man, it ain't even funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's your decision. I'm telling you no. It's not good business. Okay, I feel like he's a Scorpio or something like that, but he may be even ruthless as a businessman, but he's good at what he does. But when it comes to personal relationships between a man and a woman, there's some things that he has not worked out in his life yet that would cause red flags in a relationship with the woman. Some women might would put up with that. Some women won't. I'm telling you no.
Okay.
You're better than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a guy around you that's like a cartoon. Go out on Valentine's Day and have dinner with him and a drink. He's funny as hell. You know who this guy is. He makes you laugh.
It could be my friend Bill.
Well, he makes you laugh and he's funny as hell. He'd be a nice fun date for Valentine. Go out with him. Have a nice dinner and some drinks and, hey, you can go home with a smile on your face and feel good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one, Lauren. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine.
You're welcome. Next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. This is Lena.
Oh, hi. My name is Mia.
Okay, your name is Mia?
Mia, M-I-A.
Mia. Oh, Mia, M-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Mia, go ahead with your question, and happy Valentine's to you.
Oh, thank you. I was calling to see if you see me dating anyone this year.
Oh, yeah. Patience is a virtue. Believe that one. I see August and September, and if you can, note this down. This will be the man that you're going to marry. You'll meet him in August at either a community fair, a family function, or
okay.
like a concert, an outdoor concert. But in August, this man, he's 37 years old. He has curly hair. He has big almond eyes, beautiful, beautiful eyes, big almond eyes. He's in computer. I feel like he works for IBM, but he has to do with computers.
Mm-hmm.
He already has a home. He has a car. And at this point in his life, he's doing well. Not quite well, but he's doing well. He's looking for you as well as you're looking for him, but you won't meet him till August. I really see it strong, the last 2 weeks of August.
Wow.
And then maybe in September, but this man you will get married to.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. That sounds good.
Yeah, he's a good man. You're a good person. You deserve it. Believe it, so receive it. But in August, so between now, this is February, and August, just play. Have fun. Just have fun. Don't get serious, because the one that is coming will be in August. So just have fun. Enjoy your friends, your male friends, and, you know, your girlfriends when you go out or whatever that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember that patience is a virtue.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening and happy Valentine's again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller. Hello.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day. My husband is going through a legal situation. He's working on an appeal, and I'm wondering, when do we hear something on this? It's like they have just been dragging their feet.
February 28th.
Okay. And then I'm wondering, do things turn out in his appeal? Does he have to stay longer? Is he stuck there, like... something.
I feel headache, pressure, and stress on the back of my neck. But I'm not feeling it for you. I'm feeling it for your husband.
Right.
Strong headaches and stress. By June, everything should be over with. I too.
Does that mean over where he's stuck there, or does that mean over where he's coming home?
No, by June he should be coming home, honey.
Okay.
Just a few more months. I know it may seem like an eternity, but just a few more months, he'll be home.
Yeah, it's like an eternity, and I'm getting scared because I don't want us to. We work very well, and I love him daily, but the time is starting to get to me, and I need some babies, and I need him to be the daddy.
Well, it will happen. Just remember, keep the lines of communication
right
open. Always communicate and agree to disagree sometimes, but keep that open. But, yeah, things will turn out. Trust me, your prayers are being answered, and so are his.
Why
just got
does
to work
everything
in God's
seem
time.
Slow? Like, why is it just everything has just been
patience?
Slow.
Well, patience, honey.
Got
patience.
It.
Sometimes things happen at the snap of an eye, at the wink of an eye. Excuse me. And other times, we just gotta hang on and
right.
hang on and believe that the best will come, and it will. Trust me, your prayers are definitely being answered. The angels are around you as well as him. And God has never stopped listening to what you're saying, never.
I agree with that 1,000%. Can I ask you one more question before we wrap up? How soon after he comes home?
Make it quick. I only said one per caller.
I'm sorry. It kind of coincides. So how soon after he comes home do I get pregnant?
4 to 6 months.
Perfect. Okay. My eggs are getting old.
4 to 6 months. It could be a girl and a boy, but a girl for sure. I'm letting you know now. It could be a girl and a boy.
Wait,
or
ten?
A girl for sure. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord. I
well, remember,
know
you get blessed in abundance. So
right.
remember what you asked for.
Well, I haven't
yeah.
been asking for twins, but I have been asking for a little girl. But I thank you so much. Thank you.
You're most welcome, and you have a happy Valentine. And
you too.
God is blessing you, darling. He's blessing
thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello. Hello, this is Linus. Hello, are you still there?
We'll just go to the next caller.
Okay, yeah, go to the next one.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question? Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello, this is Linus. Can I help you?
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
Hi.
Do you hear me? Who's me?
Yes, and your name?
Oh, Tina.
Hi, Tina. Happy Valentine to you.
Likewise. My question to you, dear, is I wanted to know what you see for me and my boyfriend.
Okay, what's your boyfriend's name?
Jason.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit of a headache in my left temple. Are you two having some problems right now?
I would just say problems. I don't think it's a problem. It's not like I don't know what you consider a problem.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm not picking up closeness between you. I feel distant.
Oh, it's a long distance. It's a long distance relationship. Oh,
okay. Because I know I'm not feeling a closeness there. I feel like way far away somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking up anything from him at all, nor from you. I'm just getting a void. What did you want to know? Were you two going to get back together or see each other? Because it feels like whatever it is, it's washed out to sea with the water. It no longer exists.
So what do you mean it, like, no longer exists? Like, well, Because I just basically, he wanted to come visit me, like, and I just basically told him that, you know, I want to see you, but, you know, I'm not going to, I want a commitment. Like, I'm not going to just see you just to see you. I mean, it wasn't in those words, but it was just the, you know, the main idea of what I sent him. And so at the moment, we're not, I would say not, we're not talking. It's not like he just kind of read it and didn't respond. He, I don't know if he's processing it or what he's doing, or he's just not going to talk to me. I have no idea what he's doing on his side of town. So maybe you can help me with that.
How about move on?
Really?
Yeah,
so he's not,
I would move on.
He's not going to, like, contact
me. He's not there. I don't even feel him. He's so distant that he's not even there. I'm not picking up on him spiritually, mentally, or physically. So for that reason, I'm telling you to move on. Look for someone else to make you happy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do that. I mean, sometimes we settle. Don't settle. Put yourself out there. I mean, this guy's gone. As far as what I can feel, and I'm sorry, I know I'm brutally honest, but I just feel like he's gone. He's like, he's past news, past history.
Well, can you describe him for me? Maybe you're like, you're talking about a different person. Can you describe who you are talking about, or you're not getting that?
Okay, I'm getting a white male with a square face, wears glasses, kind of spiky hair on the top. He's medium built. He has a unique voice. It's not deep, but it's not a tenor either.
No, he's not white. That's why he's not, and he's like, doesn't have, he's like bald headed, so. Maybe you're picking up on another person that likes me or something. I have no idea. Or maybe he doesn't like me because you can't even pick that up. Do you think it's somebody else around me or somebody? Cause
that's what I picked up. I picked up that description. So if that's not him, if he's not white, he must be very light-skinned, black man.
No,
if not, then
he's not light-skinned. It's funny because he's, you know, he's not light-skinned at all. He's very dark.
Okay, well,
like,
maybe that's somebody around me that I'm picking up.
Okay.
That could be true, too. But that's, I can only tell you what I see in front of me, what I feel, so.
No, I like that. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you have a happy Valentine, and girl, look out there for some new stuff.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller?
Hello? Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi, this is Erin.
Hello.
Hi, Erin.
Hey.
Happy Valentine to you.
Thank you. You too. I wanted to know if Jim is going to pay me the money he owes me this week.
Nope. It'll be 2 weeks. His next following payday. He lied to you. Something else came up, and I know you're tired of hearing that, but something else did come up. So it'll be 2 weeks. I see you getting your money in 2 weeks.
Okay.
From Friday.
All right. From this coming Friday? Wow.
Yep.
Okay,
and once you get your money back, girlfriend, don't lend it out again.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You got a good heart. I'm just telling you this because you got a good heart.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Happy Valentine. Next caller. Hello.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Tanya, and I'm calling regarding my love life. If you see this gentleman calling me or sending me flowers or anything tomorrow for Valentine's Day, his name is Chris.
Does Chris live in Boston or New York?
Yeah, New York. Yes.
You bad girl. You go, yeah, you're going to hear from him. Yes, you will have an absolutely wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Really?
That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to give away his surprise, but you will have a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow.
You better tell me, because we are in different states.
No. He's got a surprise for you, and it's beautiful, and I'm not going to spoil the surprise. So,
you enjoy tomorrow.
This is what I'm going to tell you. Look your very best. And have that beautiful smile on your face. I'll tell you
what?
This much. He's got flowers, but he's got something else for you, too.
But he has
he's
not.
Got something else.
Listen to me. He has not talked to me in 3 months.
Really? Surprise.
No, come on.
Maybe he's trying to get back in.
No, listen, is he going to drive here?
Well, you know, I'm not seeing the drive, but I'm seeing that you're going to have a good Valentine's Day tomorrow. I don't see this gentleman having been gone. It's like maybe he's decided that you are what he really wants, and this is his opening.
So is he going to be here in my town? I mean, is he going to be ringing my doorbell?
Could be not. It could go either way. I think that depends on him. It could go either way. But even if he's not there, you still will receive Valentine, something special for Valentine.
Flowers, delivery.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. You're going to hear from this man tomorrow.
Are you positive?
You're
going to
hear from him tomorrow. Yes, he wants to get in touch with you. So, you know, when your phone rings, answer it. Don't just let it go to voicemail.
All right. Do you know what time? Is it going to be the morning? I mean, should I be
home to
get these?
I don't know all that, Tanya, but I do know that he will be getting in touch with you tomorrow. That's a definite. You will hear from this man.
So are we going to get back on
hear
the road?
Well, let's put it like this. He wants to try again. Okay.
Right.
Okay. He wants to try again. So give the man the benefit of the doubt. Keep an open mind. Communicate with understanding. And see how it goes. You know,
good.
You've changed. He's changed.
I know. Well, I hope I get them flowers.
Okay.
Are you sure I'm getting
flowers? I got to get on to one more caller before
I
get off the air.
Well,
you have a wonderful day tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Happy Valentine to you, Tanya.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling and talk to me. Who is this? What is your question?
Mary Lou?
This is Linus. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you're picking up anything for my love life.
And who is this?
Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou. No, I'm not picking up anything on your love life, but I am getting some stomach cramps on the right-hand side. What is that, gas or what? I'm getting some cramps down there.
I'm not feeling it.
Let me tell you this. Would you go into the chat line and write your question, and I'll respond back to you? Because right now I'm getting ready to go off the air, and I don't want to cut you off. That wouldn't be fair to you.
Okay.
Okay. Would you do that for me? Go on the chat line, put your question in, and I'll respond back to you this evening. I would like to thank everybody that called in. I've enjoyed you all this evening. It will be once a month, every fourth Sunday of the month. I'll be doing free psychic readings. I'm back to that again now. And also, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. I want to thank my co-host, Bernice. Happy Valentine's Day. And also my producer and switchboard operator, Chavonet. I thank her for all her hard work tonight. So, be sure and call in next week. Now, next week, all you women that called in that were talking about love and date, our show next week is about dating. We are going to have a blast because we're going to discuss
things that you look for in dating and what you want in dating, what you require and all that. So please call in next Sunday from 6 to 7. It's Talk to Me, and I look forward to talking to you.